This is WLVR. It's time to Take 5 with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
substitute this. In the realm of stories filed under Stranger Than Fiction, here's one. I had left my full-time job writing ad copy for a life insurance company. My bosses couldn't believe it. I was leaving a career writing about death benefits? But alas, I was after more immediate gratification, like the sound of laughter. Before bidding adieu to the insurance industry, I had arranged a gig as a substitute teacher in Philadelphia. Hence, I would earn a few bucks subbing during the day while doing stand-up at night. I remember my first experience as a sub. It was 6:30 in the morning. The phone rang. I picked it up.
Is this Grover?
This is Helen at the district. We have a Spanish 1 class for you, 9th grade. Okay, I said.
Were you a Spanish major, hon?
She inquired. No, I studied radio and television.
No problem. Just jump into the middle of the room and yell, Olé! Be there at 7. Bye.
I entered the classroom and wrote my name on the board. I turned to see the class. They were ramming their desks into each other like bumping cars. Spitballs whizzed by along with other objects. All hell was breaking loose. I was told to follow the lesson plan to the letter. Okay, class. Get your textbooks out. Your teacher, Mr. Hogan, wants you to read Chapter 5 and do the grammar exercise at the end. The cacophony of laughter, yelling, banging, and screaming made the room vibrate. Yet I remained calm. Now, class, settle down, I said cheerily. They paid no attention. I girded my loins and a few other things. Okay, class, now stop. Stop! For God's sake, stop! I got flashbacks from high school of getting pushed around by bullies who, come to think of it, looked a lot like these kids. I was dying. I had nothing to lose, so I went for broke. Okay, folks, I said. Please don't stop what you're doing. I'm just here to study you. I'm not a teacher. I'm a psychiatrist. I sat and simply observed them. Getting up, I exuded a palpable air of detached curiosity. They followed my every move without uttering a word. By this time, I was donning a mild British accent for mystique. Please forget that I'm here, I told them. I'm a Harvard scientist here to study the habits of adolescents and substitute teachers. Please continue. Pretend I'm not here. They sat mesmerized. You know, people fear authority only so long, but weird stops them cold, and I was definitely something these kids had never seen before. I explained how I was going to demonstrate the different types of substitute teachers, and I wanted them to act the way they normally would. I told them that I had entered the class as the type scientists call the easy mark. I told them I'd leave and come back as the moody substitute who seems okay, and then something enrages him. I exited and re-entered as the ticking time bomb. I was completely charming and cool. I asked a student to start chatting with the girl next to him. And when he did, I went nuts. I recited lines from Edgar Allan Poe's Telltale Heart. Jaws dropped. As I went on, a chuckle crept in, then another and another till I had the whole class roaring with laughter. I did pratfalls and impressions of Jack Nicholson from The Shining. I sang songs, danced, and did bird calls. The bell rung, and the kids just sat there, stunned. They didn't want to leave. They arose and gave me a standing O. I killed. I did this for a year and became the most popular sub in the district. Some teachers balked about it, but hey, they could thank me for getting the day off. And so my comedy career began with a class of 9th graders who taught me the difference between dying and killing.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Find out more by visiting WLVR.org/take5.